It's now my great pleasure to introduce Jim Johnson. I think Jim is familiar to all of you. He has been a leader, of course, of Brookings for many, many years and a former chairman. He famously worked in the Carter administration and for Vice President Mondale. He was the head of Fannie Mae and did a wonderful job there. But he is something that we haven't completely lost in American society, but was a term that people used to use, and you don't hear so much anymore. He's a wise man. We need more wise men and women in American politics and government, and Jim has been a wise man in American life for the last 40 years.
Thank you very much for that kind introduction. I will be very brief, so anybody who's thinking about running for the door, you don't have to run right now. First of all, I want to say thank you to Chris Kennedy, our host for lunch. Thank you very much, Chris. I'd like to say a thank you to every person in the room. Almost every one of you has devoted your life to making the American economy more prosperous, to helping people in your cities and states, to reaching out to people who need help, and the fact that you would take your time now to be joining with so many other people who have common objectives and who can make a difference in our country, it's really fabulous that you're all here. So thank every person here for being here. I'd like to thank the co-sponsors again, of course, the Herrhausen Society, Dr. Ackerman and Wolfgang Novak, and what a wonderful contribution they have been to this focus on cities globally. To the London School of Economics, what a great team, great presentations this morning. Time Magazine, which I think is an inspired idea to have a media partner of such quality, and I think Rick is an outstanding leader of that organization. And then, of course, to my own Brookings. About 15 years ago, we conceived of having a metro research program. We had high hopes that people would now and then refer to things we did. We hired Bruce Katz, and now scarcely an hour goes by in America that somebody isn't talking about the metro program at Brookings. Bruce Katz, you've been a fabulous leader, and congratulations on all you and your team have accomplished. The only other item of business that I have, unless anybody else in the room like to be thanked? If you don't feel adequately thanked, I'm sorry. But the only other privilege I have is to say just a few more words about Mayor Daley. I've been privileged to be a friend and admirer of Rich Daley now for more than 30 years. And I've watched the entire time that he's been mayor in Chicago, which has been absolutely stunning. He has accomplished so much in so many areas with his original thinking, his boldness, his willingness to make decisions, to stand up, to lead, to have people follow. He has done an absolutely remarkable job.
I just want to thank Brookings Institute and Jim Johnson, all those, for this wonderful presentation. Chicago is a city of immigrants, our past, present, and future. It's a city of opportunities. It's a city of diversity. It's a city that people give the love and affection they have for one another in a city. And to me, the greatest privilege I've had is to be their mayor and to reach out to every community. Yes, see some of the unpleasant things of a city, but most importantly, you see people are willing, truly willing, to work together to improve the quality of life. And I wish the next mayor would do a better job than me, which he or she will. I'm confident because of the foundations, the business community, the block clubs, the community organizations, all working together on behalf of one issue: how do we improve the quality of life and how we move forward? And to me, the past, we respect. We live in the present, but we look towards the future. And this generation of young men and women in our country will do a much better job than I did. And I pray to God they will, and I know they will, because people like you are willing to show us the best practices from the private, government, and not-for-profit, and most importantly, instill in us the energy and the passion to do the job in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish, to make this a better city and a better world. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim.